Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 22nd of January 2024. Today's topic is The Right Way. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 through 17. Verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Verse 15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Verse 17. Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Key verse. Matthew chapter 7 verse 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. A way or road is a path that leads from one place to another. From our text, we learnt there are two ways, the narrow and the broad ways. The narrow way represents the way of God, while the broad way stands for the way of sin. Sinful children are on the broad way. The way is wide enough to allow sinners with their loads of sin, such as lying, fighting, stealing, disobedience, and others. Children who go to church or other religious places but still live in sin err on the broad way. Sadly, the broad way, though very popular, leads to eternal punishment in hell. The narrow way is the way of righteousness. It leads to eternity with God in heaven. The road is so narrow. Anyone with loads of sin cannot pass through it. Sinners must be genuinely sorry about their sins, turn away from them, and accept Jesus as their Savior and Lord to come into the narrow way. In the narrow way, we live as God commands in His Word. The way you choose would determine where you will end. Choose the narrow way today before it becomes too late. Prayer for today. Dear Father, please help me to follow the narrow way and live with you eternally. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Further reading, Isaiah chapter 35 verses 8 through 10. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.